As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, December the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, you better believe it. Workable solutions, where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com homepage. Precious metals stabilizes World Gold Council's SPDR buys back 15 tons of gold. Well, that's at the top of the news this morning. Who is that spider on the corner of the web anyway, and why should we care? We'll talk about that as well. Mr. Happy Face, spin us some news. You know, Mr. Happy Face, spin us some news, make it the best news. Well, you know, you get the idea. Anyway, we'll talk about the news. It's in there today, too. Interstate commerce, the Commerce Clause, more tasty tidbits from Gustavus Myers, and, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $9.70 an ounce at $1,385.20 a troy ounce. Silver up 6 cents at $29.25, getting a good start on the week there. Platinum up 7 bucks at $1,704 a troy ounce, and palladium up 7 as well at $745 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, very narrow band, relatively low band. It's 10 bucks basically. Low is at $1,379.80 for the low, $1,389.30 for a high. But at $1,385.20, your gold is up year to year $272.80 an ounce for a 24.52% return on your investment. The London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA, the London Gold Fixers, this morning set the price at $1,081, and we're trading above that this morning. So far, the SPDR gold shares over the weekend added another 15.18 metric tons, basically buying back all their selling from last week as they come in to shore up their little precious, specious GLD. We'll talk about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Team Speed. NCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, December the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, of course, my name is still William Roberts. Back into our market report one more time for the benefit of all those who are way at the top of the hour. News and weather breaks. We got the gold this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Starting out this week on a positive note, up $9.70 at $1,385.20 an ounce, gaining back some of what it lost last week. And over the weekend, silver this morning up 6 cents at $29.25. Platinum up $7 at $17.04 a troy ounce, and palladium up 7 at 745. Of course, that's all the spot market. That's bullion prices there. You'll have to pay more than that when you go and visit with your broker. But the lows and the highs, again, in the gold spot market, very narrow band. We're building support at this level, very solid support. Perhaps we'll see a move higher right after the new year. We'll see. Again, time is going to be the gauge to tell us. But at $1,379.80 for a low and at $1,389.30 for a high, got about a $10 spread shaping up in there. And again, the big news this morning, the SPDR gold shares adds back 15.18 metric tons to their holdings. All right. So they were selling and selling and selling. We were reporting on that last week. They turned right around, went right back to 1,298.94 metric tons, valued on Straight Street at these bullion prices of $57 billion. It's a big hand, a deep pocket, messing with this marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 7, at 11,492. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2643. And the S&P 500, the standard and oh-so-very-poor 500 index, up 1, closing at 1244. On Friday, crude oil this morning continuing its relentless drive higher. Now, the price of diesel is going up at the fuel pumps out here anyway, up 46 cents a barrel at $88.48 a barrel. And, yeah, the greasy mongers are looking for $100 oil. Will they get it? Not anytime soon, I think. They'll have to wait. The U.S. dollar index this morning, as according to the trade-weighted basket of currencies on the ICE.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, shows it up 3 basis points at 80.40 for the USDX. Impacts the Forex, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning at 98 cents U.S., the Mexican peso down 16 basis points, but yet still hanging on to the north side of the Rio Grande at 8 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with pesos. The euro this morning off 29 basis points, drops a penny over the weekend. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.32. The British pound strong, up 22 basis points at $1.56. And the Swiss franc continuing its upward move, up 53 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The bond market this morning, the U.S. treasuries are bonded indebtedness. We find the two-year yield on those bonds is 0.58%, moving down a little bit from where it was on Friday. Excuse me, the 10-year yield this morning is at 3.28% and the 30-year at 4.39%. In the mortgage market, we find in the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year mortgage moving up from a month ago at 3.94% to 4.37% as the cost of getting a mortgage in America continues to escalate. The 30-year likewise moves up from 4.93% to 5.02%. So we're back in the 5% land for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And for all those out there that are gold and silver bulls, your gold to silver ratio is 47.36 ounces of silver buys you 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday calendar this morning, not much happening today. A 4-week bill announcement will be out at 11, the 3-month bill at 11:30, and a 6-month auction at 11:30 as well. Tomorrow, we'll see the Goldman store sales and the Red Book out. That ought to start the week off really good as we move into the Christmas purchasing week. The MBA, Mortgage Bankers Association purchase will be out on Wednesday. Gross domestic product, corporate profits, and existing home sales. That ought to put a real damper on things. And on Thursday, we'll see the durable good orders, personal income outlays, jobless claims, and consumer sentiment, plus the new home sales. That ought to really turn things upside down. And on Friday, everybody's going to go and hug themselves for Christmas. Anyway, they'll be observing that holiday this Friday. So we'll have the markets closed, basically. But as you know, the spot market never closes. Gold never sleeps. Gold advances in London on demand. This from Bloomberg. Tony Drybus writing, gold advances in London on demand for an alternative to slumping euro values. Every time it goes up, they always talk about safe haven buying and demand. And when it goes down, they all just talk about something else. Gold rose in London on demand for an alternative investment to the slumping euro. I guess when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. The euro fell against 14 of 16 currencies as the European Central Bank, we've already reported on that, you'd think that reading this article, things were really grim and drastic, went down a penny. Let's not get too concerned. The euro fell against 14 of 16 currencies as the European Central Bank warned of concerns about Irish legislation to fix its banking system. And we got larger articles on that in the browser this morning. Gold prices are being supported by strong ETF demand. And we're going to talk about that strong ETF demand. There's an absolutely stellar article on Bloomberg this morning. Immediate delivery bullion, blah, blah, blah. The metal is set for a 10th annual gain as a sovereign debt crisis in Europe and so-called quantitative easing in the U.S. hurt currencies and aided demand for the metal as an alternative investment to currencies. The price reached a record of $1,431.25 an ounce, on December 7th, and since then it's been trading lower. Baker Street Capital Managers LLP, a London-based firm managing about $1.7 billion, plans a gold fund that will hold gold and shares of producers, according to their managing partner. This might as well just be an IPO. Look for that to come up soon. The silver for immediate delivery climbed 6.4 cents and so on and so forth. Well, there's a lot more to this. Let's see if we can find another gold news article. I've got several in here I want to get to. Let's find a juicy one. Where is my friend over here? Let's go over here, scroll over to the very end, and take a look at this one, and go over here, and say, well, let's see, what happened to the day burn thing? Well, maybe I'll have to come back and go to it this way. Let's do that. I definitely want to cover this one next, and it takes a while to do it. And I'm working on two different screens, two different windows, and so it takes a moment to scroll between the two, but let's go right over there, click on that, just bear with me. It's worth going into. So once this window opens, we'll have it. And here we go on this one, and goes down this one, and goes down this one, and goes, that is the one, that's the Bloomberg article I want right there. And we'll click on that. Sorry about that. Sometimes it takes a while to fumble around inside of these incredible, incredible stack-ups of articles that I've got for you. And we do have a bunch of them. This is a Bloomberg article coming up. And we'll drop this article in the chat room. All of you should have this on your fingertips, and perhaps you can browse it up while we're going. But let's go ahead and let it load. Well, here we are at the break. It'll load. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. Soros gold bubble. That's what we'll talk about. Be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point branded slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And we have returned once again. We're looking at an article up. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website for yourselves this morning. The headline is Soros Gold Bubble at 1,384 as miners push buttons. This is a Cam Simpson article. But over the break, after this article loaded up, I refreshed my browser on the Kitco website. And if you look at the Kitco.com 24-hour gold chart that's over on the right-hand side of their website, for all of those of you out there that are interested in this very important part of the economic system, you'll see what is basically described in the investment community as a waterfall-like event happening right now. We came onto the air, reported that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was up $9.70. Right now it's up $3. But you can see that there's a precipitous decline happening right now. This is something that can be done quite easily if you're using these exchange-traded funds, which is one of the reasons why so long ago I started to pay attention to and report on a daily basis of the progress of the GLD, the SPDR gold shares. This is this World Gold Council, Barclays International, etc., Rothschild trading product that's out there. All right, you need to be real careful about that, and there is a very lengthy and interesting story this morning on the Bloomberg website. Soros gold bubble at 1384 as the miners push buttons. I'm going to share it with you. And I think from the content of this article, not only will we all learn more about what is going on here, but also how dangerous this is and how much of a rapid reversal just in the few moments we've been on air. You can see a lot of wealth basically evaporating in these nanosecond front-run tradings. Here's the article. James Burton didn't have a penny invested in gold of the $142.8 billion he managed as the chief executive officer of the California Public Employees Retirement System in 2002. All right? Why would he? The metal had been in a bear market for two decades. Okay, so this is going back to 2002. Not very many people were piling into gold when it was at its lowest. And that seems to be typical of Americans. We always buy high and sell low, right? Or something like that. Do the exact opposite. But anyway, some of us were paying attention and we're looking at this very low price of gold and silver and thought, it might be an interesting place to go. Well, yet shortly after announcing his retirement from the largest public pension fund in the U.S., and you know the California Public Employees Retirement System is touted as being underwater, but of course if you listen to the CAFRA man, you'll know that's not quite the truth. Yet shortly after announcing his retirement, again this is a fellow named James Burton, he retired from the largest public pension fund in the U.S., and Burton agreed to fly to London to entertain a job offer. You notice he didn't go to Abu Dhabi. He didn't go to Fushkar or Tushkent or Beijing. He went to London City to entertain a job offer from a mining company's trade group he had never heard of. And very few people have heard of it. You know, how many people have ever heard of the London Gold Fixers, the London Bullion Market Association? How many people have ever really heard of the World Gold Council? Not many. Certainly my audience is aware of it. But let's continue. He says, swishing across a rain-soaked British golf course in rented shoes in early June of 2002, he listened to what sounded like a far-fetched idea, selling gold as an investment to the masses. Selling gold as an investment to the masses. All right, this is 2002. It was time to get investors to buy a precious metal they'd shunned for a generation. Christopher Thompson, the World Gold Council's new chairman, told him that day. The key was dividing bars of gold into securities tradable on the New York Stock Exchange. He wanted Burton to lead the effort, in no small part because of his connections with institutional investors. In other words, these pension funds, particularly this California Public Employees Retirement System. All right, he was tied in, and they wanted him to head this up. Again, the key was dividing bars of gold into securities tradable on the New York Stock Exchange. Gold was then trading at about $328 an ounce in London, and many of us had already started looking at gold before that. It was down around $275, if my memory serves me right. I think I reported on that last week. Here's a quote. I was convinced that there was a market for the man on the street who would buy a lot of gold if he could find an easy way. Right. Choices have consequences. Sometimes the easiest way isn't the wisest way. But anyway, that's what Thompson said. 62 at the time was also the chairman of the Johannesburg-based Gold Fields Limited. $1,431.25 an ounce, the title says. Thompson bested Burton in match play on the 17th hole, as if we could care, convincing him to take the job as the World Gold Council's CEO. What the two did next show the role mining companies played in gold's longest bull run in at least 90 years, reaching a record high of $1,431.25 an ounce on December the 7th. And then it continues. Under the men's leadership, a trust set up by the World Gold Council, which includes producers such as Barrick Gold Corporation, that'd be Mr. Monk, and the Newmont Mining Corporation, won approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for an exchange-traded product backed by bullion. It gave investors access to gold without the cost and hassle of taking physical delivery. Of course, that introduces third-party risk. Of course, that takes away the idea of physical possession. So it just really, hangs you out there. It hangs your assets out there in the wind to blow round and round. All right? But it does give investors an access to gold without the cost and the hassle of taking physical delivery. The fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, pronounced SPIDER, now holds, and that's why I say the spider on the corner of the web, don't forget that, now holds 1,299 metric tons of gold. And we can say that this morning it holds 1,298, and they've just rounded it up. So it's very current, this article, valued at about $57 billion, and that's exactly what I've reported this morning. More than the Swiss Central Bank. Get that? More than the Swiss Central Bank. Investors include the University of Notre Dame, the Texas Teachers Pension Fund, and a who's who of hedge fund titans and money managers such as John Paulson's, Paulson and Company. Remember, it was John Paulson, Paulson and Company, who took most of his gold assets out of the SPDR, wanted it in physical, and that caused a big news story. But Paulson is also deeply involved in this credit default swap and the fraudulent mortgages and all that other stuff. Lawrence Fink, BlackRock, Inc., and George Soros's Soros Fund Management, LLC. It's a long article. I'm going to continue for a few more moments. Globally, the 10 biggest such funds now hold a combined 2,113 metric tons of gold, more than the official reserves accumulated by every country in the world, save for the U.S., Germany, Italy, and France. Of course, Germany'd like to have their gold back. They're asking for it from the United States. The United States likely has none. They can't do anything. Italy is one of the four pigs, and France, well, they're upside down, too. Their popularity has helped drive unprecedented gains for the precious metals, okay? So there's a lot of them out there, all the various and sundry exchange-traded products dealing in gold. Soros, who made $1 billion betting against the British pound in 1992, called gold the ultimate asset bubble at the World Economic Forum January meeting in Davos, and we reported on that. When the price of gold was at $1,087.10 an ounce, his fund held $664.8 million in gold-backed exchange-traded funds as of September 30th. So he's in, and he's in pretty deep. We'll be right back. More to this article. I hope you find it interesting. You can find it and copy it through your browser or download it, print it out.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing from this article, which you can find up on the Bloomberg website this morning, Soros Gold Bubble will be the beginning of that. Soros Gold Bubble at 1384. Gold's rise resembles, the authors continue here, gold's rise resembles moves reached before the three big crashes of the last decade, the NASDAQ tech stock bubble of 2000, the U.S. housing market bubble of 2005-2006, and the crude oil spike price spike of 2008, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. In a December the 14th interview, Jason Toussaint, the World Gold Council's managing director for the U.S. and investment, pointed to a September report by the group arguing that the pace and the increase of gold's price isn't comparable to the characteristics of recent bubbles. The metal's rise is consistent with its long-run average when compared with other assets, including equity indexes and the oil, the report said. So we needn't take, this be with fear. We just need to be very aware of it and be aware that this article is laying out for you the backstory better than any article I've found, and I've looked at a lot of articles. I like this one. It's laying things out pretty well, letting you take a look. We can thank Bloomberg for it. Bear a parabolic rise. The history shows that when the price of an asset takes on a parabolic climb like gold has, it's eventually bound to crash. Well, we all know that whatever goes up has to come down. But this is the way the economist Mark Williams styles it. An executive in residence and master lecturer at Boston University's Finance and Economics Department. That's your experts say, Mark Williams. And when it does, it's almost always the smaller individual investor that gets out too late. Okay? Now, underline that, highlight it in yellow or pink, and realize that this is precisely the case. As I mentioned, at the moment we came on air, and it usually happens right about 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time, about an hour after the markets open, sometimes right at the opening bell, we see these waterfall-like events. This is where everybody on Wall Street has gotten their marching instructions from what used to be known as the President's Group on Working Group on Financial Markets, and they're in the market. Everybody's been given their quantity and their direction, and they go into the commodities and the various other places, and they buy and they sell with your tax dollars. And they alter the marketplaces substantially. And we see that on a regular basis. And continuing, as much as half of the gold in exchange-traded funds may be held by individual investors, according to BlackRock, the world's largest money manager. So there are certain people out there with the real big pockets and the deep pockets and the big hands. And then there's Ma and Pa America all across America who've been listening to the gold brokers for the last 10 years, and they've taken everything that they have out of their savings and their pensions and everything and put them into gold and silver coins. That's not a bad idea. But just realize that there's a marketing campaign behind this to get you to do just exactly that. Your little guy, continues Williams, is going to get hit by the doorknob on the way out. From the time I came on air until right now, had this waterfall-like event just really plummeted and kept right on going, none of you that are holding physical silver or gold, platinum or palladium or rhodium or anything, would be able to get out of the market fast enough. You couldn't get to a broker quick enough to move your precious metals away. This is why you need to listen to broadcasts like this and others, why you need to pay attention. Don't depend on someone else. Watch this for yourself. If you've got a large portion of your savings tied up in these products, be very, very aware. And if you're out there in the exchange-traded funds, you're running GLD, you're a day trader or something like that, realize that you've got some really big competition and they got the funny money on the computers, all right? As soon as everybody starts selling, they'll be in their front running the trades. They'll make money whether it goes down or whether it goes up. And that you can take to the bank. Driving social change? Already gold's record prices are driving wide-ranging social change around the world. In the remotest parts of Africa, villagers scrambling for ever more valuable flecks of gold risk death at the hands of mine security and parents. We've talked about those pirates inside of all of these various, entrepreneurial miners inside of the closed mines, risking life and limb in there, scratching away with picks and axes. They know where to find the gold. It's down there. But they're doing it in mine shafts that have been closed, and they're at risk, and they have children in the process. They're with them. In India, where gold has cultural significance, parents are crushed. They can't buy their daughters as much gold jewelry as they wanted for their weddings. Well, to that I can say boo-hoo. The council declined to comment on the painful dividends. When it worked to create the fund, this is the World Gold Council, when it worked to create the fund, one concern was that the exchange-traded product might contribute to a bubble. Yeah, I'm sure that was on their to-do list. Burton and his investment team worried that too much success would shoot gold prices up too fast. And you can see that the prices are suppressed on a regular basis, daily. and they say here, resulting in a crash like the one that occurred in January of 1980, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. He said, back then, the bubble burst in one day and took two decades to recover. You remember that? That was right about the time that OPEC jacked the price of oil up so high. It started going from 30-cent gasoline to over a buck. Pushing every button, ultimately, those engineering what would become the SPDR gold decided it wasn't their job to worry about it. Sound familiar? Like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Barclays Capital and State Street Global Advisors. Well, they don't worry about it. After all, you're the little people. When you visit Washington, you smell. Our primary mission was to find every button we could push to stimulate what? To stimulate demand. Sustainable development runs on demand. The economic engine, the new economic world order runs on demand. Anything and everything has to be done and can be done and will be done to stimulate demand, to create in you the idea that you need to have something. Whether it be that new cheap Chinese plastic crap tippy-tappy or an ounce of gold. Right? Their timing, this article continues, was impeccable. They opened investments in a reputed safe asset to potentially millions of new investors just before the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008, thus the ensuing global economic slowdown. Until then, bullion was viewed as many as a fringe holding for the rich with Swiss bank vaults or, listen to this now, the way they style it, or gold bugs who hoarded the metal beside canned food to hedge against apocalypse. Apocalypse Chronicles, perhaps? All the people that are out there telling you to buy canned food, bullion, beans, and bullets, and Bibles. They were very patient and they tapped a real deep need in the ordinary investor to be able to buy and sell gold like a stock. Remember, this is quite a well-crafted article, too. Just as much propaganda as anything else you'll find on Bloomberg. But listen, they were very patient and they tapped a real deep need in the ordinary investor to be able to buy and sell gold like a stock. They had to create that demand. It wasn't there before. The products didn't exist. Says Jeremy Siegel, a finance professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School in Philadelphia. Pivotal moment. The creation of the fund was a pivotal moment, said Scott Malpass, the chief investment officer for Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. It provided a vehicle for investors that made gold readily available and cheap and easy to trade. Availability, cheapness in price, and easy to trade. That'll get them to come. And it did. He managed about $5.5 billion at the end of fiscal year 2009 in endowments and other funds for the school. A gold skeptic, he began buying into the SPDR gold after the Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. collapse in 2008. What got you to buy into gold and silver coin, my friend? The school held about $65.8 million in the fund as of September the 30th, according to SEC records. While the World Gold Council, you know, that's the Rothschilds. Why do you think he went to the city of London? While the World Gold Council was not first in the world to develop an exchange-traded product, isn't it funny that the Brits sold out all their gold just about the time that Evelyn the Rothschild said goodbye to banking? Curious. The other day we read an article about Nat Rothschild. Nat King Cole, going to become the king of the new coal market. At the same time that we've got the exchange-traded funds out there selling carbon credits. What is going on in the background that we need to know about? The fund, now called the SPDR Gold, started trading in 2004 and led the way for exchange-traded products backed by commodities in the U.S. You can get these exchange-traded products in silver and in platinum and palladium and in wheat and everything you can imagine.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
So I'll leave that article aside for a moment here and just go on to a little bit of other news, and then we'll come back to this again in a few moments. I want to get a couple other articles in there. Just get that one kind of soak around in your brain a little bit. This George Soros article that's up on the Bloomberg website this morning, it's a lengthy article, and it really fills you in on some of the deals that are going down here. And we'll go back and find out a little bit more about the Rothschilds as we proceed through the broadcast. But census reapportionment to add half to Republican-leaning states. I'm not going to go through and bore you with all the details on this article. It's a Bloomberg article written by John McCormick and Tim Jones collaboratively for Bloomberg. But what they're talking about is Republican strongholds in the U.S. South and West are poised to gain political power in time for the 2012 presidential elections. The U.S. Census Bureau release of the 2010 state populations totals tomorrow, and the information will be used to reallocate many of the 435 House seats and provide a fresh look at America for demographers, planners, and businesses. Now, I don't know about you, but my email basket was overwhelmed by the Republicans and the Democrats encouraging me back then to make sure that I participated in the census, because it was absolutely essential that Missouri doesn't lose any seats to some other state. All right? I fairly well knew what there was, where this was going, but that's what all the money that we dumped into the census was all about, you know? Isn't that amazing? It seems to be the way that it always goes. Here's another one. Just kind of along the same same kind of nonsense. Biden says ending the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans is the Democratic 2012 aim, all right? So they're going to go in and they want to sharpen their knives against the wealthiest Americans. But you know, and I know, that the wealthiest of Americans, if they're even Americans, have all of their wealth set up in funds and corporations and whatnot and are virtually untouchable. And the ones that have the really big hands and the really deep pockets, ain't nobody in America is going to go up against them, and it don't matter whether your name's Barry the Usurper or IRS. All right? So once again, this is just a little bit of pontificating, a little bit of populist rhetoric, all right, from the socialist camp. It's always the war between the proletariat, you know, and the capitalist, the bourgeoisie. Well, let's get another one here. Just get a couple of the headlines out of the way. Gates says the don't ask, the don't tell repeal will be successfully integrated. I'll let you follow that one out for yourself, all right? But they're going to probably go through. They have to go through and they have to rewrite their various and sundry manuals and rules and regulations, I guess, so that you can cross-dress on your way to Afghanistan. Well, Democrat Van Hollen says Republicans face a battle on a push for the budget cuts. All right. All this is in the news today. We're coming up on the Christmas break, the Christmas holiday. There's going to be legislation passed between now and Friday. You can count on it. We'll have to wait and see what they pass, and none of them likely have read any of it. But here, Representative Chris Van Hollen, set to become the top Democrat on the U.S. House Budget Committee, said Republicans face a fight over plans to cut billions in spending if targeted programs, including education and health research, are touched, all right? So it always goes back to the same problem. You don't touch academia, that's the golden cow, right? You can't mess with the academia, you can't mess with the education system, because this is how we continue to dumb down the people so that they'll stand by and watch their country destroyed by these batards, all right? That's just the way it goes. Here's another one. Congress seeks temporary fix after the spending bills be killed. Lawmakers are patching together a temporary spending bill to avert a government shutdown. Why are they doing that? Why don't we just let the damn thing shut down? Too big to fail. I don't think the United States government is too big to fail any longer. But here's another one. Let's just scroll this hummer up. I was busy reading it, and I didn't go to the end of it. Excuse me. Stocks rising 17% since Bernanke disclosed the QE2, and it disarms the Fed's worst critics. All right? Big rebound in the stock market. Yippee-skippy-doo. All right? Everybody's happy for QE2. Queen Elizabeth II, I was reading articles about the Cunard Line, and as a result of reading Gustavus Meyer's book, The Great American Fortunes, and came across the QE1 and the QE2. Funny, that's Queen Elizabeth II. Hal Anthony mentioned it the other day, too, on his broadcast yesterday. Stocks rising 17%. Republican leaders in Congress say they have deep concerns about Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's second round of quantitative easing. The U.S. stock and credit markets don't share those reservations. Of course, you have to ask yourself, how many of these various and sundry corporations are buying their own stocks, making the market look better? You know, it's like putting lipstick on the pig. How much of this money, the Bernanke's putting together is in here shoring up the stock market so that it doesn't paint the grim picture that it might otherwise paint? I think it's a good enough question to ask, don't you? The Standard & Poor 500 Index has climbed 17% since the Federal Reserve Chairman first indicated on August the 27th that the central bank might buy more securities to boost the economy. 17% in just a short period of time. We've had a 24.52% rise in gold year to year. The European Central Bank, another article, John Freyer and Christian Witz writing this. The central bank said it has serious concerns that Ireland's new banking legislation may threaten the central bank's independence and its ability to run liquidity operations. Well, my goodness, if they had serious concerns that bailing out the banking, you know, the new banking legislation, why did they force them into it? You know, Cohen had his hands tied, and probably somebody was threatening to break his kneecaps, all right? The European Central Bank has serious concerns that the draft law is insufficiently legal. the central bank said in a position paper dated December the 17th, published on its website, the Irish law should not hurt the ability of Euro region monetary authorities to, quote, enforce their rights, including without limitation, the enforcement of security over any eligible collateral posted by any relevant institution. Well, what happened to the sovereignty of the Irish people? Gone. Gone, and of course you'd find the Rothschilds involved in that as well. Germany's renewable energy costs threaten public support, the ZEW Center says. Right? Renewable energy costs threatening public support. Here's the article. Nicholas Comfort writing this uncomfortable article for Bloomberg, New News. Popular acceptance of Germany's renewable energy drive is likely to weaken when households see the cost of subsidies in their power bills jump as much as fourfold. You looking forward to that this winter yourselves? The price of your electricity going to go up and up? Heating oil going up and up? Natural gas going up and up? People are going to lose, you know, like they say, the chewing gum stuck on the bedpost overnight is going to lose its savor when people start to realize how much they're going to have to pay to subsidize Don Quixote's windmills. Households will pay 3.53 euro cents per kilowatt hour of consumed electricity in subsidies next year, up from 2.05% in 2010, so that's a one-third increase. Germany's four power transmission grid operators said in October, 1 kilowatt hour is enough to power a 100-watt light bulb for 10 hours. Some 45% of about 200 energy industry officials surveyed by the Mannheim-based ZEW, Z-E-W, expect the price to raise 4 cents to 6 cents per kilowatt hour in 5 years, with about 27% forecast to jump to 6 to 8 cents, the research center said in an emailed statement today. Now, you don't heat your house with 100-watt light bulbs. Start jacking up the cost of electricity. We'll get into a little bit of that when we visit with Gustavus Myers, and we'll see how some of these robber barons here in the United States raked people over the coals in their factory cities. India may import less thermal coal than target. The hydropower output rises. Again, we talked about Nat King Coal, all right? Nathan Rothschild getting into building his coal consortium bigger than Barrick Gold, all right? And yeah, this is what we find out of India, and he was teamed up with an East Indian, remember? India's power station coal imports may be 24% less than estimated by the nation's planning commission after the most rainfall in 3 years boosted electricity generation from water, reducing demand for the fuel. You see, the real answer to this is hydroelectric power. Hydroelectric power runs 24/7, 365. Yeah, they've had a drought over in India, but the big rainstorms are boosting it back, and so it's coming back. Hydropower generation so far this year has been above normal due to a good monsoon, Khan said in a December 16th interview, and that has taken the load off coal substantially. Well, continue with us. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, December the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Going through a variety of news articles in the first hour of today's broadcast. Certainly focusing a little bit more attention than we ordinarily would on the SPDR gold shares. Big news article up on Bloomberg. And I think it's important for us to be aware that these big hands, if you will, in deep pockets, have the ability in a nanosecond to so alter the gold market that, it will make believers out of everybody. And so we'll go back into that article in a moment. But also, just as a kind of an aside here, when we look at the investment of into gold and silver coin and platinum and palladium and rhodium and those sorts of things, what you're doing is getting away from the dollar-denominated asset. So it's still a sound philosophy, all right? Because you know that the dollar is going to tank. No question about it. It's tanking as we speak. Gold is going up because dollars are tanking. The question is in the presence of a declining or a decaying or a dying dollar, if the dollar in fact does collapse, where do you put your money? You're going to have to come out of the banks. You're going to have to get it out of the paper dollars, or you'll wind up like the people in South America where the banks are shut closed and all their dollars are inside. And when the banks open again, they tell you all your dollars are worth 20 cents or 10 cents or 9 cents. Or no sense, then what do you do? So you're trying to protect the purchasing power of your savings by putting it someplace other than dollars. And I think that's a very solid, sound investment concept, certainly one that I've looked at closely. And so what do you do in that sort of a situation when you've got this group out here and others like them, again, that created this World Gold Council and this SPDR Gold Shares as a trading, the fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, pronounced SPIDER, holding 1,299 metric tons of gold valued at $57 billion, can come into these markets and just cause mayhem overnight, in a nanosecond. And they act and they move faster than you can possibly respond unless you happen to be in an exchange-traded fund. But then again, you have to contend with what we've discovered is front-running, where they set servers for you pay the high enough price, you could get your computer put at the front of the line, like Goldman Sachs, and that way, when somebody calls in an order to buy or to sell, you can make a nanosecond trade ahead of them and go the other way and profit both directions. Anyway, goes down. We talked about the parabolic rise, the driving the social change. The council's declined to comment on painful dividends. When it worked to create the fund, one concern, again, was that the exchange-traded product might contribute to a bubble. Ultimately, those engineering what would become the SPDR Gold decided it wasn't their job to worry about it. Don't worry about the little people. and their timing was impeccable. They opened investment in a reputed safe asset to potentially millions of new investors just before the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. And like we said, it was 2008 that Rothschild got out of banking in England. They were very patient, and they tapped a real deep need in the ordinary investor to be able to buy and sell gold like a stock. The creation of the fund was a pivotal moment, said Scott Malpass, chief investment officer for Notre Dame, talked about that in the first hour. A gold skeptic, he began buying into SPDR gold after the Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. collapsed. While the World Gold Council was not the first in the world to develop an exchange-traded product backed by gold, bringing it to the U.S. market was crucial, Burton and Thompson said. The fund, now called SPDR Gold, started trading in 2004 and led the way for exchange-traded products backed by commodities in the U.S. Yeah, pick it up right there, right up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and we're talking about this article out of Bloomberg, but I want to take a sidebar from that and go to another one sent to us by one of our listeners, Chris, in the chat room. Rothschild, this is off the Daily Bail. Now, I've never heard of this Daily Bail before, so, you know, just take this with a grain of salt. National Debt and Deficit Portal, Bailout News, QE, the new American blood sport. Rothschild Bank and Goldman Sachs are both on the list of bondholders getting U.S. taxpayer billions in the Irish bailout. Okay. And then they've got a big thing here, a big banner advertisement. U.S. Treasury under new management, Goldman sucks. All right. And then they've got a picture of this aging Rothschild also. Complete list of bondholders inside and a BBC footage of Sir Evelyn D. Rothschild. The deceased guy to Rothschild pictured above no longer exploits the masses for banking profit, but his progeny carries on his legacy effectively. And then it continues, and there's a video that you can watch on this site as well, give you a little bit about who is Sir Evelyn de Rothschild. But here's a bit of the article. It says, U.S. taxpayers finance approximately 20% of the IMF's budget. Guess what? Ireland, Brian Lenihan and Brian Cohen just sold you down the IMF river. Why? To bail out bank bondholders and giant European banks, of course. That's what governments are for these days, apparently, and they'll tell you that the bailout policy is all for you, your own good. And for the little old ladies and pensioners and orphans, well, just don't tell that to cancer patients. Yeah, another nation made IMF debt slaves on behalf of the international banking cartels, and Goldman Sachs and Rothschild and company are on the list. Now, again, if you go back and listen to the broadcast we did last week, where we looked at the Federal Reserve Bank, their own website, and we went down to the PDFs that they had released, you know, the big news, some 21,000 entries, and they showed where all the money went, supposedly. Well, we found in the list, you know, some of the key compadres here, the banking interests of the Rothschilds, high up on the list, recipients, Barclays, all right, number one. And State Street Global Advisors, number two. Always, these guys are everywhere. And they seem to hold principal stock shares in all of the major banks as well. All right? You can say that the Rothschilds are not important, but I wouldn't agree with you. All right? From Guido Falk, Anglo-Irish Bank did not represent a systemic risk to the Irish economy. It wasn't a high street bank like AIB or the Bank of Ireland. If it had been allowed to go the way of Lehman's, the only losers would have been the shareholders and the bondholders. And that can't be allowed to happen. And when Gustavus Myers wrote his History of the Great American Fortunes, copyright first time in 1907, we've been reading from the 1937 edition, he lays this out in spades, that this tradition has been around since before the Continental Congress, before the Articles of Confederation, before the Declaration of Independence, before we became the United States with the Constitution. It's been going on like this for a long time. If it had been allowed to go the way of the Lehman's, the only losers again would have been the shareholders and the bondholders. The Irish state stepped in and nationalized a bank that was basically run by crooks lending to property speculators. All we're doing is revisiting everything that happened in North America 100 years ago. Every child in Ireland is being bequeathed the huge debt at birth to protect the interests of foreign, mainly German, bondholders. Why? Well, Guido was a bond trader. He always understood that sometimes the bond issuers default. And that's the risk that investors take. So why is Dublin's political establishment so keen to protect foreign investors at the expense of future generations? Well, Guido has obtained the list of foreign Anglo-Irish bondholders as of the close of business tonight. And these are the people who Dublin's politicians seem to really care about. Not the little people, but there's a laundry list here. And they list out all of these principal bondholders, and don't you know, Goldman Sachs Asset Management International is there. All right? You'll find Barclays International, Barclays is on here, Barclays Wealth Managers. You'll look over in the S's, and we can find our State Street in there as well. Yeah, and Society General and all the rest of them. So all of the regular cast of characters is there, and if you go down and look at these lists, and compare them with the list that we were provided by the Federal Reserve banking system, many of the same actors are there. I mean, I'm afraid I spent too much time trying to compare these lists over the weekend. Didn't get some of the other things accomplished that I wanted to do. But as we look into this rabbit hole, you know, this is where we're going. The great analysis of the list from the Golem 4, of the 80 listed companies, only 7 listed pensions and being a cooperative savings institution. So they talk about, you know, pensions, got to save the pensions. Only 7 out of these 80 listed companies have anything to do with pensions. the churches and the unions in question were in Germany, not in Ireland. We mentioned again briefly last week this Trinity Church group that wound up being a major landholder in New York City back at the turn of the last century. And no bunch of saints there either. They ran tenements just like anybody, any other landholder, and profited wildly. The churches and the unions in question were in Germany, not in Ireland. Those seven companies are among the smallest of the Anglo-Irish bondholders, and continues. Total assets under management, Baba Bunny continues. Now, in my opinion, both figures are likely to be wrong. In other words, you got into some big numbers here. Certainly, my figure is a large underestimate, but taking them at face value, Anglo-Irish would account for 1/5,000th of the total assets being managed by all the bondholders. So would even a total default by Anglo-Irish cause that much, let alone systemic pain and risk? Why are the bondholders and the Irish government so concerned that the Irish people be forced to take this loss and pay the debts for them? And then it continues. So, on one side, we have Ireland, whose bondholders, its people, have between them a total gross domestic product wealth of 0.207 trillion euros, who are being forced against their will to pay Anglo-Irish banks' debts to its bondholders, who between them hold 20.8 trillion euros. I mean, it's like the flea bailing out the elephant here, all right? The people of Ireland are paying to and protecting the wealth and the power of people who have over 100 times more wealth than they. So where do these wealthy bondholders live and work? Germany has the most, with 15 of the bondholders, who between them hold 5.3 trillion euros. France is next with 10 bondholders, who have about 4 trillion to keep them warm. Britain is third with 9, who have about 3 trillion. The Swiss have 6. Who have about 8.5 trillion, and America has only 3 and hold $1 trillion. Other nations include Spain and Portugal. You'd think that the little pigs there wouldn't be involved in it, but they are. Belgium, Holland, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Poland, South Africa, and Italy. Some of these are the partners in this trade-weighted basket of currencies, by the way, that makes up the U.S. dollar index on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. And then it closes out this way. So who are they? Well, many of the bondholders are privately held banks, which list their activities as asset managers for offshore, non-resident, and high-value individuals. To give you an example, one of the private banks is the EFG Bank of Luxembourg. EFG stands for the European Financial Group, which is the third largest private banking group. Well, there's more to that. So we'll go back and visit for a moment more with Rothschild.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
to see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others. Go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're running out of time for the news articles, and I'm going to set that big, lengthy article aside. You'll have to read it for yourselves, get the rest of it. Again, you can find it up on Bloomberg, George Soros, Gold Bubble, and so on and so forth. Just Soros, Gold Bubble, and Bloomberg, and you'll have it. I've got a 1,000-page-plus American history book, America Past and Present, open. Divine, Breen, Fredrickson, and Williams wrote this book, and it's pretty good. It really gives you a lot of information in one place. You know, not every one of these kinds of books, these textbooks, are, you know, the gospel according to Thomas or somebody. But they do give you some pretty good information. This was originally copyright back in 1984, a 1984 edition I have open in front of me by Scott Forsman and Company. But reading through this very interesting book donated to our library and brought to our attention by our listener, Bill, this Gustavus Myers... The History of the Great American Fortunes, a modern library publication, first published back in 1907, and there was the hardbound copy that was sent to and donated to Become Vocal Local here was a 1937 modern library edition, has been a real eye-opener for me. And at first I just started out reading it, and it was just fantastic, could hardly put it down. And then I started to slow down and realize what I was actually looking at, and so I started doing references to my encyclopedias and all the books in my own library, plus internet sites, because a lot of the things that he was mentioning I'd never heard before. And that always troubles me, having read several sets of entire, you know, encyclopedia from A to Zwingli, as I have, and lots of high school and college, you know, history texts and other sources. So, under the idea of Macy's and the Fields fortune, in chapter 10 of his book, Gustavus' book, he mentions again this field fortune, the Fields, all right, Marshall Fields, Nordstrom Company, I guess. But so I will go to I turn to this, which is really kind of an exhaustive history book that I have, America Past and Present. And this is, and in the index, and this is all they have to say about Marshall Fields. Listen carefully. R.H. Macy in New York, John Wanamaker in Philadelphia, and Marshall Field in Chicago turned the department store into a national institution. That's it. That's all you get about Marshall Field. Well, there's a bigger story than that. Of course, that's why you come to the broadcast each morning, to hear the backstory. All right, this is chapter 10. This follows a very long two more chapters about the beginning, the history of Marshall Field's fortunes and how he got it started. All right, so we're kind of picking up midstream in this. And many of you have heard me in the past make reference to Robert Owen and the Owenites and this Manchester, okay, in England, and the rewilding of the Scottish Highlands, where they basically just drove the peasantry, you know, the serfs down out of the Highlands. And then, just like they did again, using the same principle like they did, going into Mother Russia under Joseph Stalin after the genocide in Ukraine, and basically just, you know, created these mass graves and just bulldozed everything down so that you'd never see the houses again. All right? And they did the same thing so much earlier in the Scottish Highlands, and it was mentioned in Karl Marx's, Mordecai Marx's communist, the Das Kapital. All right? But anyway, in my own studies, you know, you find out about the levelers in England. But this Robert Owen chap is quite a guy, because he, at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, he wanted to build factory town. He built a factory town in Manchester. It's called now, I think, New Lanark. And he sent his son ultimately over to the United States with a bunch of super social scientists, socialist utopianists, and they tried to start a place. It was either New Harmony, I believe, or New Freedom. I think it was New Harmony. They bought an existing communal type of a place from another group, and that group went on and founded the other one. And then, of course, we have the Oneida community as well. But this New Harmony, they tried to set up a socialist system in this country, and it didn't work. Ultimately, it failed. But those people didn't go back to England. They dispersed all around the United States. And so we see those same names showing up again and again and again. But here, much the same, much the same process. You know, we're having a rewilding process right now in Detroit, where they're just bulldozing down thousands of, you know, acres of houses and just turning it back into grass, I guess. This is the same concept. You know, maybe someday, 100 years from now, when the Chinese, you know, peasantry finally get up to the middle class and they come over to the United States, they won't find any of your farms. They won't find your houses. It'll just be all rewilded land up for speculation once again. But this chapter 10, further vistas of the field fortune, give us a window of understanding of who is Marshall Field, but if only to give at the outset a translucent example of Field's methods in the management of industrial corporations, it is well to advert here to the operations of one of his many properties, the Pullman Company, otherwise called the Palace Car Trust. Now, I looked up the Pullman Company and the Palace Car Trust in my various and sundry encyclopedias, and it came up with a zero. This is a necessary part of the exposition in order to bring out more of the methods by which Field was enabled to fling together his vast fortunes. The artificial creation of the law called the corporation was so devised that it was comparatively easy for the men who controlled it to evade personal, moral, and often legal responsibility for their acts. Sounds like Congress today? Sound like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Halliburton, Eli Lilly, Bayer, governed as a corporation, was a body of directors. Those acts became collective and not individual. Collective acts, not individual. If one of the directors were assailed, he could plausibly take refuge in the claim that he was merely one of a number of controllers and that he could not be specifically held responsible. Thus, the culpability was shifted until it rested on the corporation, which was a bloodless thing, not a person. How clever, hmm? Field's Pullman Works. In the case of the Pullman Company, however, much of the moral responsibility could be directly placed upon Field, inasmuch as he, although undercover, was virtually the dictator of that corporation. According to the inventory of executors of his will, he owned 8,000 shares of Pullman stock, valued at $800,000, and keep in mind the time we're talking about. Okay. In the popular mind, wrote a puffer, probably inspired by Field himself, George M. Pullman has ever been deemed the dominant factor in this vast and profitable enterprise. This belief was declared an error, and the writer went on, Field is, and for years has been, in almost absolute control. And so we're finding Gustavus Myers doing is citing the glossators, the people that paint the happy face on these, you know, captains of finance and industry, and then he exposes, dragging up the facts and the law and the evidence, and he exposes these glossators as frauds. That's what he's doing here. that fulsome writer, he writes, with the usual inaccuracies and turgid exaggerations of quote-unquote popular writers, omitted to say that although Field was long the controlling figure in the management of the Pullman Works, yet other powerful American multimillionaires, such as the Vanderbilts, had also become large stockholders. The Pullman Company, Moody stated, employed in 1904, in all departments of its various factories at different places, nearly 20,000 employees, and controlled 85% of the entire industry. We're building railroad cars, by the way. As at least a part of the method of the company have been the subject of official investigation, certain facts are available. So like any good blogger, like a good news hound, he went in and did the research and came up with the backstory, and I'm going to share that with you right after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, going back into this article, again, referring to the history of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, Modern Library Edition, Chapter 10. We're looking at how this rolls out and how it impacts people and how much of this has just kind of gone under the radar screen. everybody wants to talk about Marshall Fields as being a great man, you know, humanitarian, a real philanthropist, you know, a great businessman, entrepreneur, somebody to look up to, somebody to be like, if you can grow up to be like such. Well, I can assure you wouldn't want to grow up to be like Marshall Fields. Brilliant, wealthy, huge fortune, but there's more to the story. The nature of a model town. Well, before we go there, let's go back to this. To give a brief survey, the Pullman Company was organized in 1867 to build sleeping cars of a feasible type officially patented by Pullman. In 1880, it bought 500 acres of land near Chicago, Chicagoland. Upon 300 of these, it built its plant and proceeded with much show and advertisement of benevolence to build what is called a model town for the benefit of its workers. Now, this modern model town thing, again, you can go back and look at Robert Owen and Manchester, and you can see all about this model town, how it sews things up so nicely for the entrepreneur. This were brick tenements, churches, a library, and athletic grounds were the main features, with sundry miscellaneous accessories. This project was heralded far and wide as a notable achievement, a conspicuous example of the growing altruism of business. And, of course, it was August Comte that coined that term, altruism, living for others. Right. The nature of a model town. And when we think about smart growth and new urbanism, keep these natures of small or model towns in mind. Keep the Garden Cities program of England in mind as we go through this. Time soon revealed. Think about the Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, where he talks about the planned unit developments in the Soviet Union. Time soon revealed the inner nature of the enterprise, however. The model town, quote-unquote model town, as was the case with imitative towns, proved to be a cunning device with two barbs. It militated to hold the workers to their jobs in a state of quasi-serfdom. And it gave the company additional avenues of exploiting its workers beyond the ordinary and usual limits of wages and profits. In reality, it was one of the forerunners of an incoming feudalistic sway without the advantages to the wage worker that the lowly possessed under medieval feudalism. It was also an apparent polished improvement, but nothing more, over the processes at the coal mines in Pennsylvania, Illinois, and other states, where the miners were paid the most meager wages and were compelled to return those wages to the coal companies and bear an incubus of the debt besides by being forced to buy all of their goods and merchandise at company stores at extortionate rates. Everybody remembers the song, I Owe My Soul to the Company Store, right? But where the coal companies did the thing boldly and crudely, the Pullman Company surrounded the exploitation with deceptive embellishments. The mechanism, although indirect, was simple. While, for instance, the cost of gas to Pullman Company was only 33 cents a thousand feet, every worker living in the town of Pullman had to pay it at the rate of $2.25 a thousand feet. And as we just mentioned in the article, as we come into this renewable energy, the people in the EU are going to have to bear the brunt of these higher energy prices, just as the workers for the Pullman Company did so long ago. If he desired to retain his job, he could not avoid payment. The company owned the exclusive supply of gas and was the exclusive landlord. See, they're all huddled up in a company town, like GM, you know, or Delco, or any of the others out there. Factory towns. New York City. The company had him in a clamp from which he could not well escape. The workers were housed in ugly little pens called cottages, built in tight rows, each having five rooms and quote-unquote conveniences. For each of these cottages, $18 a rent a month was charged. The city of Chicago, the officials of which were but the mannequins or the hirelings of the industrial magnates, generously supplied the Pullman Company with water at 4 cents a thousand gallons, and for this same water, the company charged its employees 10 cents a thousand gallons, or about 71 cents a month. And by this plan, the company, in addition, obtained its water supply for practically nothing. So they're running the factory on the back of the employees. Even for having shutters on the house, the workers were taxed 50 cents a month. Can you imagine? Would you like to have that hovel with shutters or without? These are some specimens of the company's many devious instrumentalities for enhancing or enchaining and plundering its thousands of workers. In the panic year of 1893, the Pullman Company reduced wages one-fourth, yet the cost of rent, water, gas, and nearly all of the other fundamental necessities remained the same. As the average yearly pay of at least 4,497 of the company wage workers was little more than $600, or to be exact, $613.86 a year, this reduction in a large number of cases was equivalent to forcing these workers to yield up their labors for substantially nothing. See, altogether too often we rush after the stories, you know, that are held up in front of us for continuous view about the Negro slavery in the South and elsewhere. But what is never mentioned is the wage slavery of the vast proportion of the white population happening at the same time. See, the Negro was considered to be property, and you'd have to be a real raving fool to go out and mistreat your mules or mistreat your horses or to allow your houses, your other property, to fall into disuse and disrepair. So oftentimes they were cared for quite well, much the same way as you would take care of your farm tractor, but not the case over here in the Pullman Company. Let's continue. Numerous witnesses testified before the special committee appointed by President Cleveland that at times their biweekly checks ran variously from 4 cents to $1 biweekly. That their checks ran somewhere between 4 cents and $1. The company could not produce evidence to disprove this. The sums represented the company's indebtedness to them for their labor after the company had deducted rent and other charges. Such manifold robberies aroused the bitterest resentment among the company's employees, since especially it was a matter of authentic knowledge, disclosed by the company's own reports, that the Pullman factories were making enormous profits. At this time, the Pullman workers were $70,000 in arrears to the company for rent alone. Convenient, isn't it? Finally, plucking up the courage, for it required a higher degree of moral bravery to subject themselves and their families to further want inevitably ensuing from a strike, the workers of the Pullman Company demanded a restoration of the old scale of wages. And again, going back into the previously referenced history of America, America past and present, you'll find no mention whatsoever of the Pullman Company strike either. And they led to a declaration of a strike on May the 11th of 1894. This strike was the greater strike following, which was termed by Carroll D. Wright for a time, United States Commissioner of Labor, as, quote-unquote, probably the most expensive and far-reaching labor controversy which can properly be classed among the historic controversies of this generation. And this was never mentioned. Never mentioned in these history texts that I have. The American Railway Union, composed of the various grades of workers on a large number of railroads, declared a general sympathetic strike under the delegated leadership of Eugene V. Debs. And, of course, you read about Eugene V. Debs, you'll find him to be a populist, a socialist, a rabble riser, a union, you know, boss in history. The strike would perhaps, and remember, and don't forget, that our author here, Gustavus Myers, was himself a populist and socialist at the time this was written. And so obviously it's going to be colored in that direction. But he does provide some pretty dandy details, otherwise overlooked. The strike would perhaps have been successful had it not been that the entire powers of the national government and those of the most states affected were used roughshod to crush this mighty labor uprising. All right? This is, once again, this fascistic idea of combining the wealth of corporates and the magnates with the force of government. The strike, again, would have perhaps been successful had it not been the entire powers of the national government and those of most of the states affected were used roughshod to crush this mighty labor uprising. The whole newspaper press, with rare exceptions, spread the most glaring falsehoods about the strike and its management. Debs was personally and venomously assailed in vituperation that has had little equal. To put the strikers in the attitude of sowing violence, the railroad corporations deliberately instigated the burning or destruction of their own cars. Old tactics. Old tactics. September the 11th, 2001, Alfred Murrow Building, etc., etc., etc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so again, and before we go to the phones, 866-841-1065, your calls are welcome in this last segment of the broadcast. Again, this is the way that Gustavus Myers has written this particular sentence, to put the strikers in the attitude of sowing violence, all right? We call that agents provocateur. We see that as all the stuff today. The railroad corporations, again, deliberately instigated the burning or the destruction of their own cars. They were, he says here, cheap, worn-out freight cars. And everywhere had thugs and roughs as its emissaries to preach and provoke violence. It's thugs and it's roughs to preach and provoke violence. The object was threefold. And see if this doesn't sound just like today. To throw the onus upon the strikers of being a lawless body. 2, to give the newspapers an opportunity of inveighing with terrific effect against the strikers. And 3, to call upon the government for armed troops to shoot down, overawe, or in other ways thwart the strikers. All right? You remember the Kent State turning the weapons on the students? Let's go live now and speak. Whoops. Where did he go? We had Jason on the line. You want to call back in, Jason? Jump back in quickly. Come right back in here. Let me just send a Skype message. Come back. Okay. All right. Jason has an article he wants to share with us out of the encyclopedia in regards to Mr. Marshall Field. But let's continue. So government was in reality directed by the railroad and other corporations. United States judges, at the behest of the railroad companies, ordinarily unprecedented injunctions issued unprecedented injunctions against the strikers. These injunctions even prevented the strikers from persuading fellow employees to quit work. So utterly, without any basis in law, were these injunctions that the Federal Commission reported, quote, "It is seriously questioned and with much force whether the courts have jurisdiction to enjoin citizens from persuading each other in industrial matters of common interest." But the injunctions were enforced. Debs and his comrades were convicted of contempt of court and, without jury trial, imprisoned at a critical juncture of the strike. And what was their offense? Nothing more than seeking to induce other workers to take up the cause of their striking fellow workers. The judges constituted themselves as prosecuting attorney, judge, and jury. Never had such a high-handed judicial usurpation been witnessed. As a concluding stroke, President Cleveland ordered a detachment of the United States Army to Chicago. The pretext were that the strikers were interfering with interstate commerce and with the carrying of the mails. Okay? So we're right back in and on top of our discussion of interstate commerce. And turn off the volume on your monitor, Jason, and welcome to the air. Good morning. Are you there, Jason? Jason in Minnesota, going once and twice. Okay. Well, he's having a hard time connecting this morning. He's always got some good things to say, however. So let's just continue. But the company's profits were great at the identical times that the workers were curtailed to a starvation basis, there can be no doubt. The general indignation and agitation caused by the summary proceedings during the strike compelled President Cleveland to appoint a commission to investigate. Cleveland was a mediocre politician who, by a series of fortuitous circumstances, had risen from ward politics to the presidency. Okay? From the ward politics to the presidency. Jason, are you there? I'm here. I'm there. No volume from Jason. I'll put it back on mute. All right. Not working this morning. Too bad. Anyway, save your call. We'll continue along here. Or you can try again. Again, Cleveland was a mediocre politician who, by a series of fortuitous circumstances, had risen from ward politics, can you say community organizer, to the presidency. After using the concentrated power of the federal government to break the strike, he then decided to investigate its merits. It was the shift and the ruse of a typical politician. So he goes in and he busts it all up, uses reasonable amounts of military force. The judges corrupt to a man, and then, after the fact, just like at 9/11, they impanel a commission and give us a whitewash report. The special commission, while not selected of men who could, in the remotest degree, be accused of partiality toward the workers, in other words, they brought together a group of people who were definitely not on the side of the workers, brought out a volume of significant facts and handed in a report marked by considerable and unexpected fairness. All right? So nobody was expecting, no one was anticipating a good report, but these gentlemen gave it. The report showed that the Pullman Company's capital had been increased from $1 million in 1867 to $36 million in 1893. Its prosperity, the commission reported, has enabled the company for over 20 years to pay 2% quarterly dividends. But this 8% annual dividend was not all. In certain years, the dividends had ranged from 9.5% to 12%. In addition, the commission further reported the company had laid a reserve fund in the form of a surplus of $25 million while they're putting the thumbscrews to the labor, right? of profits which had not been divided. For the year ending July the 31st of 1893, the declared dividends were $2,520,000. And remember the time period. This is like billions and billions today. The wages of the $7,223,719. During the next year, when wages were cut one-fourth, the stockholders divided an even greater amount in profits, $2,880,000, and wages went to $4,471,000. Marshall Fields. If Fields' revenue, and by the way, that four is from the report on the Chicago strike of June and July 1894 by the United States Strike Commission, published in 1895. So he always cites his sources, and he's using good sources. You could actually go back and look for that report yourself, probably. If Fields' revenue was so proportionally large from this one property, remember, it's just one, the Pullman Works, it is evident that his total revenue from the large array of properties which he owned, in which he held bonds or stocks, was very great. Now I'm going to depart from the book, and I'm just going to give you an overall gloss. Marshall Fields was unique. He looked at the retailing business, and he had a novel idea. What he decided that he would do is he would do an end run around the wholesalers and the jobbers and all of the rest, and that what he would do for his stores, his department stores, is that he would make everything. And so he had, let's say, two floors of stores on the ground in the first floor where the store would be rolled out. And then above that, and in other facilities, he would have the makers. He would have all of the seamstresses, all of the women sewing, all of the spinning mills. And it wasn't just, and all of the lumber places making the furniture and so on and so forth, the blacksmith forges pounding out the iron and the glass works and all of that. And it wasn't just in the United States. It was in England, and he was in France, and he was in Spain, and he was elsewhere in Europe. And he had similar concerns going on in Asia, in China. Right? And he was just like whipping the snake's knot out of everybody, much the same way that Walmart is doing today. You could think of his business enterprise much the same way as Foxconn, you know, the place where they have to hang nets outside the window to capture the workers that are flinging themselves to their death. Same kind of a mentality, same kind of a system, where the people that work there are so broke and kept so broke and get to see so little of their income that there's no possibility they can break free and start out on their own. It's a virtual enslavement of the worker, of the robbing him of what he had produced, of the drastic laws enforced against him, of the debasement of men, women, and children. Of all these facts, the organs of public expression, the politicians and the clergy, with few exceptions, said nothing. Said nothing. Everywhere except in obscure quarters of despised working men's meetings or in the writings or speeches of a few intellectual protesters, the dictum was proclaimed and instilled that conditions were just and good. Well, that gives you a little bit of a background into Marshall Fields and the history of the great American fortunes. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.